Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, January 5th, 2009. The Israeli military offensive entered its 10th day in Gaza, with the death toll reaching 534 by Monday. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza reported that Israeli army shelling on the Gaza Strip this morning has left 17 Palestinians dead. The ministry has said that among the 17 killed this morning were 5 children and a family of 7, who were killed when Israeli jet fighters shelled their home. Also on Monday, Israeli tanks invading Gaza shelled the home of Arafah Abid Dayyam, killing 4 people and injuring at least 40 others. Local sources said that Abid al-Dayyam was killed on Sunday when his ambulance was attacked by the Israeli army. Palestinians gathered today in his home to pay their respect following his funeral. Meanwhile, the death toll in Gaza by Monday reached 534, with 2,530 injured, including 300 in critical conditions. Israel started its military offensive last Saturday, December 27, 2008, a week and a half after the six-month-long Egyptian-mediated ceasefire came to an end on December 16, 2008. As the Israeli military offensive entered its 10th day on Monday, hundreds of Palestinian families have left their homes to take refuge in UN-run schools throughout Gaza. Local sources reported that at least 500 families from the towns and surrounding areas of Beit Hanun and Beit Lahia have left their homes seeking shelter in the UN schools. Adnan Abu Hasna, the spokesman of the United Nations Relief and Work Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, in Gaza, said that his agency is doing what it can to help those refugees.
We provide them with blankets and other necessities they need for a short time. We also provide limited food aid in addition to water, of course. What we have left is enough for a few days only.
In the West Bank, protests against the Israeli attacks on Gaza continued on Monday. Hundreds protested near the Red Cross and UN offices in several West Bank cities. Earlier on Monday, Israeli military invasions were reported in several West Bank cities. In Jenin, Israeli troops kidnapped 4 civilians during home searches in the city and nearby villages. Thank you for joining us. From occupied Bethlehem, you have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and Corey Balsam.